You're listening to The Art of Learning, The Art of Living, a daily structured journal podcast, and I'm your host, Cameron Thompson. Subscribe today to learn the habits and skills to lead a more fulfilling, more authentic life. Find out more at dailystructuredjournal.com or follow us on social at dailystructuredjournal. For today's mindfulness exercise, sit in a neutral, relaxed position with both feet flat on the ground. Begin noticing your body. Feel the physical position of your body where you are sitting. Notice your head. Is there tension in your forehead or jaw? Continue to breathe normally as you scan down through your face and neck. Notice if your muscles feel relaxed or tense. Is your head bent in any particular direction? Turn your attention to your shoulders. Notice their position, relaxation, or tension. Perhaps you feel the chair against your shoulder blades. Continue to scan your back and front torso. Notice how your body feels in your chair. Scan your attention down and observe your hips and bottom, then to your thighs and calves. Lastly, notice your ankles, then feet, then toes. Feel the ground holding your feet, pushing back against the pull of gravity. As you do this, if thoughts enter your mind, notice them and return your attention to the physical sensations of your body. Do not judge your body. Do not judge the sensations. If you feel pain, notice it, but do not get stuck thinking about the pain. Practice being able to observe without making a judgment. Once you have finished scanning your body, return your attention to your surroundings and spend a few moments thinking about what you noticed during this exercise. For example, did you notice your mind wandering and being distracted with thoughts or worries? Did you notice tension? Did you judge your body? Begin to notice what you tend to struggle with when you are practicing mindfulness. Just to become aware of that and exercise the skill of bringing your attention back to the present moment, observing without having judgments. Bring that awareness with you throughout your day. All right, it's time for a weekly check-in on your personal development and growth. Try to think over the past week. Reflect on it, take a moment. Go over the last week in your mind, noticing any patterns or trends in your behavior, in your relationships, and in your habits. Become aware of those areas that you may have particular struggles or challenges, and also be aware of what went well, what worked particularly effectively. With that in mind, take a moment to recognize your gains. Look at the progress that you've made toward any goals in your personal development over the past week. If you have a paper and pen with you, write down a short summary of your progress. Now become aware of those areas of ongoing struggles. Summarize the areas in need of continued growth. Articulate them out if you can to yourself. You can write them down if that's helpful. Identify the skills or habits you need to develop in order to succeed in your growth and continued development. Feel free to write up a brief summary for yourself. And now take a moment and look ahead over this coming week as we begin. Give yourself a moment to look over the next 7 days. Are there any particular challenges or unique circumstances that you foresee might need special attention? What concrete steps can you plan to take in order to handle these events as best you can? You may find it helpful to write these down on a small note card or post-it note. Now, set some goals. Set one concrete, actionable goal for improving this week. What are you going to work on specifically each day this week to get you closer towards your goal of a more fulfilling and flourishing human life? Write that goal down somewhere so that you don't forget it and keep it with you. Now, finally, plan a positive experience or experiences. Think about one thing you can do to care for yourself this week. Write that thing down and commit to carrying it out. I wish you all the best on this coming week, and we'll check in again next Monday. Listen to the following quote of the day, and ponder its meaning in your heart, and try to carry that with you throughout the day. Abba Anthony said, "Whoever hammers a lump of iron first decides what he is going to make of it, a sigh, a sword, or an axe. Even so, we ought to make up our minds about what kind of virtue and habits we want to forge, otherwise we labor in vain." From the Sayings of the Desert Abbas. Thank you for listening to The Art of Learning, The Art of Living, a daily structured journal podcast. I would love if you subscribe to this podcast to continue to learn the habits and skills to lead a more fulfilling, more authentic life. You can find out more at dailystructuredjournal.com or follow us across social media at Daily Structured Journal. See you next time.